The purpose of this recording is to demonstrate the various types of transmission impairments that may be heard on a telephone call. Each form of impairment will be separately identified. The first transmission impairment to be demonstrated will be a scratching noise, commonly called static. Next, you will hear the sound of hum or buzzing on a line. Next, you will hear swishing noises. Next to be demonstrated is the sound of an unstable or singing telephone repeater. The first sound is a low frequency sing. The second sound is a high frequency sing. The next sound is that of a high-pitched whistle. The next condition to be heard is noise caused by the operation of a teletypewriter. This is commonly known as telegraph thump. You will now hear an example of cross-dialing and cross-ringing. Cross-dialing will be demonstrated first. Cross ringing will be next. The following sounds are those of multi-frequency pulses. Next, you will hear a reorder signal. This is a tone which is interrupted 120 times per minute. Next to be demonstrated is a condition where the voice varies in loudness. This condition is called fading. Notice that as the voice fades, the speaker becomes more difficult to understand. The speaker now sounds faint or far away. As the voice level returns to normal, the ease of listening returns. When fading occurs on a telephone call, one direction of transmission may be impaired while the other direction remains normal. Next to be heard will be the sound of babble. Notice that it sounds somewhat like crosstalk. Babble differs from crosstalk in that the voices cannot be understood.
Oh.
This is a test recording made to demonstrate the difference between a normal sounding transmission and a transmission which is impaired due to distortion. The sound you are now hearing is one of normal voice transmission. Next, you will hear the same voice over a circuit which causes distortion.
This is a test recording made to demonstrate the effects that distortion has on the quality of telephone service. Notice how much more difficult it is to understand the speaker when distortion is present.
You are now listening to a second type of distortion. Notice that the voice sounds muffled and is rather difficult to understand. I am sure you will agree that the quality of a telephone call is just as important as the loudness or volume of a call. This is a test recording made to demonstrate the sound of a beep tone. This tone is legally required to be placed on a circuit whenever a telephone call is being recorded. Therefore, when it is heard on a call, it should not be treated as a transmission impairment. The beep consists of a short burst of audio tone which is automatically placed on the line about every 15 seconds. You will now hear the beep tone alone. Notice the characteristic ping of the tone. Next, you will hear a man's voice with a hollow or rain barrel effect.
I am talking on a circuit that has hollowness or rain barrel effect. You will notice a sustained ringing sound at the end of practically every syllable or word.
This tape was prepared by the Transmission and Protection Group, Chief Engineers Department of the Ohio Bell Telephone Company, Cleveland, Ohio.